Good morning. It is 8:16. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, we talked about this last year. It was a really big event and another one coming up. And it's not something that just happens here in Galesburg. This is a nationwide, if not worldwide, event, Live to Lead. And we're going to find out about the organization and their big seminar that's going to be coming up on October 9th. Joining us here to talk more about it this morning. What's the actual position? Dr. Pete Kehoe joining us this morning. Pete, good morning. What's the actual title that you're certified? What?
Yes. So we are certified John Maxwell team members.
Okay, there we go.
Certified in teaching, in coaching, speaking, and training.
Okay. Also, Kelly Pointer. Kelly, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm awesome. Thanks for having
Kelly,
us. Kelly,
also
morning.
Certified John Maxwell teacher, trainer, and everything. All right. Well, okay. Let's start off with you, Dr. Pete Kehoe. So let's first talk about this organization in case somebody may have missed out on it last year, and we'll talk about Live to Lead itself, the organization, what it's about. Because obviously, right off the top, you think, oh gosh, if you're a business owner, a community leader, organization leaders, yeah, it would be great for you, but what about me? I just work and do this or that. This is something that can benefit anyone and everyone, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, Live to Lead is, this will be the seventh year, and John Maxwell puts on seminars around the world and globally, and last year reached 250,000 people. So far this year in this virtual world, he's reached over 4 million people. So for him, it's a really good thing. But Live to Lead is an event that was kind of inspired for the business leaders primarily. But what's really come of it is that leadership happens everywhere. You get to be a leader in your family. You get to be a leader in your school, whether you're a student or a teacher or whatever. And the bottom line is the event is really to let someone leave inspired, but with literally roadmap of how to make changes effectively in their life and really change the way that not only they lead, but how they've been professionally grown.
Which I guess in some ways can help grow it. Like you said, if you are a business owner already, but even like you said, with your family, or maybe motivate you to get out and become, get involved in whatever service organization or club or something like that. Kelly, talk for yourself about why you wanted to get involved with this. Were you forced by your brother-in-law by chance?
Or? Absolutely not.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, they do know he's my brother-in-law, and I do work for him. He is an amazing man. He's a visionary. And so he doesn't hesitate to step forward and look for new ideas. And one of the biggest goals is to bring more to our community if we can. So with Live to Lead, and when we first started this, we were brainstorming a little bit because 2020 is a very different year. And we were like, okay, we were looking at each other going, why are we going to do it this year? Because it is virtual. And the same reason John Maxwell does what John Maxwell does and continues to share to bring value to others.
Absolutely. And I know last year you actually were able to have an in-person event, but it was also partly virtual because there was some, up on the screen that was live with John Maxwell and some other celebrity speakers that are involved in the organization. So this year, rather than having an event where people here will gather and understanding the safety and keeping people distant and everything, talk about how this is going to work this year and how people can get involved with Live to Lead this time around.
Right. So as you shared, Tom, we love doing it at the Orpheum, and it's great to bring people together. There's an energy that happens in the room. This is still going to be a live event on October 9th, broadcast from Atlanta. Maxwell and all of the speakers will be there live. It is not just a pre-recorded event. So it'll be dynamic. This year, though, we have the opportunity to offer it virtually. And it's really simple. If they go to Live to Lead, LIVE2CI.com, it'll take them right to it. The amazing thing is this year, we're able to offer a lot of bonus content. Because it's virtual, they wanted us to make sure, as Kelly said, that we're going to deliver way more value than what they would pay the $79 to attend would be. Not only do they get to attend for 3 days, they can rewatch the event literally on October 9, 10, and 11, but they also have virtual content from all of last year's 2019 Live to Lead. And that includes Rachel Hollis and Marcus Buckingham and Chris Hogan and, of course, John Maxwell. So they're going to have amazing bonus content. Kelly and I are going to do a pre-event on Thursday to kind of warm everybody up and how to really get great value out of it. We'll be live during the event chatting with the people that have joined our team, if you will, or our virtual world. And then after the event, we'll do a post-event that's included with it as well. But literally, this is going to be broadcast around the world. This is a global event now because it's virtual, and it's really exciting.
You know, and it's always interesting. You mentioned John Maxwell always is one of the speakers and different ones, and there's normally a celebrity involved in what was. And it's so interesting. And this year, Steve Harvey will be one of the speakers. And you look at a person like that, and you see that sometimes with a celebrity. There's, I don't know if it's something in the brain that makes them work it a little bit differently, but a guy that started as a stand-up comedian and then got into hosting talk shows, game shows, but everything else on the business side, he's running, basically he's a corporate manager, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, and the really neat part is, you know, what John's going to do with Steve Harvey is actually do a conversation with him.
Okay.
And sometimes those are the best parts or segments of it. And it's really to dive into how do you go from being a stand-up comedian to a great communicator and ultimately a great leader. And if you think about it, that can inspire kids because Steve Harvey's great with kids. It can inspire parents to do things. So I think it's really exciting. Steve Harvey's going to be amazing.
And who does not love them some Steve Harvey?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Dr. Pete Kehoe and Kelly Pointer joining us here this morning. Live to Lead seminar is coming up October 9th. And again, live the number 2 lead, live2leadci.com. That's where you can get signed up, just $79. And again, on October 9th. Kelly, talk about when you first participated in a seminar. What is it that you felt you got out of it right away?
Oh, that's easy. You know, because it's not just about putting on an event and making it a show. It's what happens is when you leave one of our Live to Lead seminars, you are leaving inspired. You are leaving with new perspectives. You have key takeaways. And the really awesome thing about every single speaker lineup that I've participated in is they give you tips and tricks to put in your toolbox. You can walk out the door and start implementing those things right away.
Which I guess that's the point, changing, helping your life in every aspect, I guess.
And connecting people. Our goal absolutely. Isn't just to bring them together. We want them to make connection, create, we want them to network, create relationships.
John Maxwell, number one New York Times bestselling author, coach, speaker. He sold more than 30 million books in 50 different languages, been identified as the number one leader in business by the American Management Association, most influential leadership expert in the world by Business Insider and Inc. magazine. See, he comes with some pretty good credentials.
He has some credentials. And actually, it's going to be really neat this year, Tom. He has a new book coming out. It's called Change Your World. And John's been working for the last several years with one of his organizations where he's literally gone into countries and basically teaching values and trying to transform a country's value system a little bit to get them, you know, more, I guess, kind of a lot better, if you mm-hmm. will. And I think about here we are in 2020 with all the unrest that's going on in our society. This couldn't be a better year because what his goal is to take the 30,000 plus John Maxwell certified coaches that are like Kelly and I and actually bring this transformation and this change your world to our communities. So this year especially, I think it's really important for anybody that's really community-minded. They should really attend this and see how they could become a little piece of the puzzle on how to really change our world.
Kelly, you mentioned connecting people was part of this. Talk about what you guys do as coaches. Obviously, having an event like this is one thing. But outside of that, talk about what you do as a Maxwell certified coach.
Well, and when it comes to companies, we go in and look at each company individually, look at their culture in that. And it might be something as simple as maybe we'll bring into them a rebroadcast. Maybe we'll get their leaders together or their leadership team and a few of their people and do what we call the leadership game. It might even be something as simple as some one-on-one personal coaching, some one-on-one business coaching. We look at the culture, we see what they need, and we work up the plan from there.
Live to Lead seminar coming up October 9th, just $79. And again, you can find the information on it. Live, L-I-V-E, the number 2, lead, LEADCI.com. And lots of bonus content. You know, the great thing also, Dr. Pete Kehoe with us here this morning, not only John Maxwell, we talked about that, and Steve Harvey and John Maxwell's credentials, but the other speakers also. And it's really interesting in that the age range of the people and the things they do, having been or being CEOs and things like that.
Yeah, you know, it's really, this is, to me, is a really unique lineup. Cat Cole started out as a waitress at Hooters. Rose through the ranks, vice president of Hooters, ultimately was at Annie Ann's, and now is the COO of, you know, of Focus Brands. And it's pretty amazing what she did. So her story and what she gives back to her community and how she tries to inspire, especially women leaders, I think that's really awesome. But to me, Alan Mulally, I got to listen to about a 30-minute speech with Alan Mulally and how he went from being an aerospace engineer at Boeing and understanding how 4 million parts go on a 777 airplane and then becoming the CEO and literally turned Ford around. And his leadership skills, I think, there will probably be point on for any organization, and especially this year where we've had to lead through some challenging times. I think it's going to be amazing. He's a great leadership teacher, I think. So I think that's going to be Alan Mulally. I'm really excited for.
And that's really interesting, a person like that, because a lot of times, such as an engineer, especially an aeronautical engineer, such a linear thinker, it's those people aren't often the best communicators.
Exactly.
And yet here is a gentleman like this that he's either made himself that way, or I mean, there are people that come by it naturally, but you know, obviously it's a gift, but you can work at it too.
Absolutely. And you know, the neat part, and I think Kelly mentioned it before, is that all of these speakers, there is content that they're going to give that can benefit everybody in all parts of life. You know, again, family, if we're part of a local service organization, a church board, part of the school system, or a business, of course, everybody's going to benefit from these speakers.
Live to Lead seminar coming up on October 9th. Is there a deadline to get registered for the event?
About an hour before they probably should be on. Because what happens is they'll sign up and they'll have to create it's called the Leader Pass. They're going to create a virtual account. Once they get into that virtual account, the nice part, and I would encourage people to get their tickets as soon as possible, because they get that 2019 Live to Lead. So they can actually go back in and review the speakers from last year, which, you know, they were pretty amazing. They were, you know, Chris Hogan was part of it and Rachel Hollis, two superstars. So I think, you know, there was some really great content that came out of that. So they get that pre-event content, and then on Thursday, we'll be hosting a live event prior to the Friday, October 9th event.
Pre-game.
Absolutely. I guess also, Kelly, with watching what, you know, the speakers from last year, you kind of get a sense of what it's all about as well.
You absolutely do. But that's one of the things I looked at was, with all the participation I've done, each group of speakers is very different and they have diversity, but they all have a common theme. They share their stories. They share their passion to create value for others.
And, you know, we talked about the CEOs, but then the other speaker, Craig, is it Greschel?
Grishel,
okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Six children with his wife and three sons-in-law, and he and his wife started a church.
Yeah, life.church is actually the church.
That is the church.
That is the church. It's called life.church, and it's not virtual. It's literally planted all over, but it's broadcast all around the country, and it's one of the largest churches. But really what inspires me is, you know, he's one of the top 10 CEOs, which is really, when you think about it, any organization in those small to medium businesses. So he's going to be talking to those folks that started out with one employee as well, because that's where he started. They started in their garage. And so I think two-car garage got him going. And I think, so he's going to be able to speak to the person who's that, you know, just getting started in their own business or has one employee, but has now taken it to the ranks and really can inspire you to, how do you get there? What's the roadmap?
Live to Lead. Again, live, the number 2, leadci.com is where you can get signed up and find out some more information. And again, you know, it sounds like, well, yeah, if you're a business owner, this is great. But really, it seems like any aspect of life, a college student thinking about your future. What am I going to do when I get out? Well, here's a way to have your mind, you, no matter if you know exactly what you're going to do, but have that mindset to know how to go about it, I guess, when you get out in the real world.
It is. It's all about personal growth and being a better version of ourselves today than we were yesterday. And yeah, and so it's going to be pretty amazing because, you know, John Maxwell says, go from goals to growth. And he said, learn to fall in love with the journey, not the destination. So this is kind of our call to action. You know what, people, let's do this.
Yeah. Actually, to your point about the students and things, you know, Tom, one of the things that I think is really kind of cool about the virtual concept, instead of it just being on Friday morning for 4 hours, there's 3 days that they get to watch it. Why not gift this to students, to kids, to grandkids, and say, hey, take this weekend. You're going to get all this extra bonus content. You know, if you're a business owner and you've got clients that you want to gift something to, what better gift than growth? And you're going to add value to their lives as well. So I'm looking at this saying, I think this is a great opportunity for us to share and spread that value proposition. significantly, because there's a lot of students out there that could really benefit from this. The young leaders that we have in this community could really benefit. And, okay. and not just here. Not only that, you can gift it to your grandchild that lives in Europe, because it's global. And they
as
can
long
have
as
that
you can get
pass.
Online.
As long as they can get online, yeah. they can actually participate. So I think it's a really great way to gift it to anybody that you really want to add value to.
Dr. Pete Kehoe and Kelly Pointer joining us here this morning. Live to Lead seminar coming up on October 9th. Pete, talk a little bit about, and you know, maybe either in business or everyday life, but you know, once you joined on and you attended your first seminar, talk about in daily life how this has affected the way you live your life or the way you run your business or run your life even.
I think, you know, for me personally, you know, personal growth is it's a marathon. It's your whole life. And I think one of the time, you know, people feel like when you become successful, you stop growing. Well, my goal is to never stop growing. And to me, that's what's really inspired me. Maxwell's methods. You know, I've done a mastermind class on a book, 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And I go back and every year I listen to it or reread it again if I haven't done a mastermind with a group of people, because it reminds me that it's a journey. It's really a marathon. Life is a marathon. And the more you grow, the more you can add value to others. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, I guess there's that saying, excuse me, Kelly, you never stop learning. This goes right along with that.
It absolutely does. And, you know, he did mention life is a journey. And, you know, Dr. Seuss is one of my favorites. You are you, it's truer than truth. So each of our journeys is very unique and very individual. And it allows us to take with us what we need to do what we do every day, especially in such a changing world.
Well, and that being the case, I think different people in different points of their lives and what they do for a living probably get different things out of the Live to Lead seminar.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everyone takes something a little different away. One of the things we'll do on Thursday night is to encourage them to think about what is it that they want to take away. Because then when we circle back a week later, we're going to find out, did you take away what it is that you hoped? Or what did you take away? Because I think most people are very surprised sometimes at what they actually didn't think it would ever land, and it was like landing a 747. It was just like the bomb. They know exactly why they're doing what they're doing and what they want to do in the future because of some words that were spoken by one of those speakers.
Well, it sounds like maybe it can even make you become a better decision maker, whether it's with your family or employment or whatever.
Actually, Craig Groeschel, you know, it's interesting. His topic is going to be on anticipation instead of being reactionary. And I think, you know, a lot of us this year, nobody anticipated what we are going through in 2020. Much of what we had to do is react. And reality is that we need to anticipate better. And I think, and that's probably the one thing that's helped us this year is it's given us time to reflect and actually anticipate, okay, how can we do things differently? That's what Craig Groeschel is going to talk about, is how do you actually become an anticipatory leader instead of a reactionary? And I think that'll really be quite inspiring for all of us.
Yeah, that is really interesting because that seems like it might be really complicated, but he probably explains it in a way that it simplifies it, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Dr. Pete Kehoe and Kelly Pointer joining us again, the Live to Lead seminar coming up October 9th. You can get signed up right away. Live2leadci.com. And it's not just the 1 day seminar you get out of it. There will be more along with it. So you're getting a lot for your $79.
Absolutely. You get 3 days to watch it. You can rewatch it as many times. You cannot pass that virtual pass along, so it's gotta be on the same computer. But literally, whether that be a home or your office, and you've got other people that want to watch it, it's a great way to do it. And again, like I said, I really think the neatest part is that you can gift this to a lot of people. You can go in and buy a virtual pass and have them sign up and gift it to a child, a grandchild, or a coworker, or maybe your boss that might need a little leadership training.
Kelly, what do you say, kind of wrapping up here, somebody that might be on the fence, like, well, sounds kind of neat. I don't know if it's for me. What do you say to them?
I say, it's definitely for you. I invite you to get curious, and I invite you to ask yourself, what else is possible?
Absolutely. That's a great answer. Pete, same thing. What do you say? Somebody think about it, like, well, maybe I don't own a business. I have a family, or I do this for a living. It still can help.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can benefit from this. You know, $79 is a very small investment in yourself. And I would encourage everybody, you're going to get so much more value than that, probably $500 or $600 or $700 of content. But really what you're going to get is a life-changing opportunity.
You know, and that might be key, something you just said, investing in yourself, that, you know, maybe that's something maybe that leaders do, what sets them apart, that maybe the rest of us don't do, is investing in ourselves. It's not just investing in your business or your family, but investing in yourself to make you better, in turn making everything around you better.
Absolutely. I'm kind of a small podcast junkie when I walk in the morning, and it's interesting. John Maxwell's not been traveling as much either. And it was funny. He was on his own podcast talking about how he's been listening to other people's podcasts and he's learning from them. So even somebody who is kind of the guru of leadership is still learning at 73 years old. And that's how I look at it, and how I want to live my life, is to always want to grow and continue to grow. And yeah, invest in yourself. A little, you know, $79 is a pretty low investment.
Absolutely. Kelly, any final thoughts?
Nope. I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone join us there. I'm looking forward to pregame so we can set them up for success and help them, you know, make it the most it can be for them. And then I'm looking forward to, after the event, the deep dive.
Absolutely. Pete, any final thoughts?
Nope. I just encourage everybody to take that small investment and really make it life-changing.
Live to lead CI.com. That's where you can get signed up. Again, the event happens on October 9th, but you can get signed up ahead of time. And again, you'll be able to watch the seminars from last year. And again, Live to Lead, John Maxwell. And if you want to better yourself and better those around you, there you go.
Absolutely. We hope to be back at the Orpheum next year.
Dr. Pete Kehoe, Kelly Pointer, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for having us this morning.